Welcome to Pap Talk, a podcast from Contemporary OBGYN, where we deliver expert insight, commentary, and more on emerging topics and trends to doctors in women's health.
So when and where did your interest in contemporary OBGYN begin?
Well, you know, you take me back to my residency, where you were always looking for efficient ways to learn and creative and interesting ways to learn. And so I've been reading contemporary OBGYN for decades, really. And it's just, you know, a very valuable resource for me. Whether I have a lot of time or a little time, whether it's a topic that I really want to do a deep dive on and know as much as I can, or if I just kind of want to, you know, have a peripheral knowledge because maybe it's not the thing I do regularly, I feel like I can extract from it whatever I need. And so that really works great for real life.
Absolutely. So how would you describe your role? I know you are new, you know, relatively new to our board, so welcome.
Thank you.
And how would you describe your role, or what are you looking to get out of it?
Well, you know, I'm still very clinically active and busy, as well as, you know, really enjoy my academic responsibilities of teaching and women's health research. So I think, and I hope what I bring is a very practical mind to the editorial board. Like, what do clinicians need to hear and learn? And what are the things that impact your practice most successfully and bring the most value to your patient interactions? Because, you know, we know there can be great updates in medicine and guidelines, and it takes years to have that trickle through to regular everyday practice in some cases. So I really try to, you know, help make that connection, hopefully facilitate for the folks who are in the trenches day in and day out, getting that practical high yield information that really is very meaningful to their day-to-day existence. And so that's kind of the filters and the guardrails I bring. And I hope that translates in some of the work that we're doing, everything from, you know, the curbside consults to just, you know, not only new and innovative things, but things that have been out, you know, that we've been practicing for years and years and years, but, you know, oftentimes need a little update. I learn in every project I do. And so, you know, truthfully, I'm the one that benefits as much, if not more, from being on the editorial board.
Absolutely. We are glad to have you. Why did you decide to pursue OBGYN and women's health research?
Well, you know, like most of us, I was been a journey. I grew up in upstate New York, and I really thought I was destined for family practice because I wanted to know a lot about a lot of things. But, you know, as medicine has evolved, what really resonated with me was healthcare for women, and both the long-term role of taking care of women, but also kind of the short-term roles where you could really get in, solve a problem, and be done. And so that just works for how I think and learn. And you know, I'm one of these people who makes lists and loves the check boxes and feel very satisfied when the check boxes are done. So again, I never in a million years thought I would do OBGYN, but now that I fast forward, like, there's no other better career suited for me. So here I am.
Okay, absolutely. I'm the same way with the lists, and I have, you know, lists for everything. So,
right. It's so satisfying to check a list, but then I have seven more lists. It's okay. That's what we do. It's how we think and get through the day.
I also noticed that you have an interest in natural childbirth and trauma in pregnancy. Do you feel that those two overlap?
Well, I do. You know, and it took me a while in my career path to kind of have this level of understanding and kind of see this. You know, for many, many, many people, birth is a very natural, healthy event, but to some degree we've medicalized it, and quite frankly, we teach it in a way that sometimes bypasses, hey, let's let the normal physiology play out. I mean, again, I get that. I work in a tertiary care center, so we see the sickest of the sick people, but you tend to start thinking everybody's sick and problematic. And that isn't always the case. So the way I see it is, you know, birth is a very important powerful, sometimes very empowering journey and experience. And it can really, be a glorious, wonderful event for a patient, for their family unit. But when things don't go well or don't go as planned, that can be very destabilizing. That can cause a lot of, physical, emotional, even spiritual trauma. And you have to work through that, and you have to have a skill set that can help patients navigate that aspect. And not only for the patients, I often see that, sometimes we'll all be relieved. Okay, well, the patient, got a blood transfusion or got the C-section, cesarean delivery, or got whatever they needed and recovered. And we think, phew, that's the win. But there's often so much emotional work to process. And then there's the partner who often, everybody ignores the partner because we're all so focused. So again, these have just been little things that I've observed. It's taken me years and years and decades to kind of really understand this and see it, and celebrate birth when it goes well, but also, birth can be a very redeeming process for a lot of women if they've had trauma in the past or had previous birth experiences that did not go well. Again, those are just some of the thoughts that I bring based on your question. I see a lot of parallels from birth and, just these powerful moments for better, for worse, and even to that end, ultimately to the end of life and how we manage death. So that's kind of, a lot of ideas in there. But I think that's important work that we still have a long ways to go in our profession.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot to be done there. That's very interesting. Yeah.
In 2 days, I'm headed to Kenya on a safari. It's I think anybody who might be listening to this who's in healthcare in any stage of their career or in any facet, it's been a big, heavy year and a half, and a lot has been necessary, physically and emotionally and psychologically. And I think people rose up and did a great job and pulled together, and the camaraderie is amazing. But, when you walk, now that things, the light, you start seeing the light, what do you learn from this? Like, well, for me, get busy living, like the work we do is so important, but you have to nourish your family and your own psyche. And I've been to Africa one other time. It is absolutely a glorious experience. I use the word holy. It's kind of like a holy experience. It restores my faith in mankind and the universe, if you will. And so, we just decided it was time to go again. So if all goes well, we are headed there in about 72 hours.
Great. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yes.
So, what are you most excited to see? What's your favorite?
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, obviously there's all the animals, and for lucky, the great migration has started. So we'll get a glimpse of that. You can watch a sunset and be blown away. You can look at the trees and the birds and just be like transformed. You can look at a bug or ants and just see the glory of the universe. And it's just really life-changing. So anything and everything I look forward to. So
that's great. I need to add that to my list.
Try getting a yellow fever vaccine during a pandemic. It's kind of hilarious because everybody wants a COVID vaccine. I'm like trying to get a yellow fever. So that was kind of entertaining, but you got to have a sense of humor with all things. So, but yes, if all goes well, we're off soon.
Great. I hope you enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
No, I hope the readers, we work for you, and the goal is to bring you high yield stuff that makes your work days, more exciting and hopefully easier and interesting. And, our job is to vet and make complicated research practical, and keep sending your feedback. If there are ways we can serve you better, just please let us know. We're happy to do it. So, absolutely. But pleasure to be part of this team. It's great people.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Pap Talk. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.